The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
Jackie, how many agents do you have?
Well, that varies. We're up and down, but close to 40.
Wow, that's a lot. That's great. So during the week, feel free to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab, get a live view of Delmore Corners. You never know what you're going to see. That camera's on 24/7.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on, and look us up on social media. And also remember that we are a quality service award winning office with the pinnacle standing, which means we are consistently year after year reaching 95% or above in client satisfaction and recommendations. So we like to promote that we are the best at what we do. Recently, I checked the stats for the year so far, and we were number 4 in the MLS, in the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors.
Number 4?
Yes. Volume.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your one office competing with these multiple offices.
Right. We had a banner first quarter. And I have an exceptional team. And I like to promote them, as you know. They're just a solid crew of the
dedicated, experienced,
in the business. The best.
Really?
They dot their I's, cross their T's, to the point where it annoys other agents from other places that don't dot their I's and cross their T's, but we make sure that we do things right.
Gee, where'd they learn that, Jack?
Well, you know.
Oh, wait, they learned it from you.
Well, I'm hands-on. I'm there.
That's right.
You're
non-competing. You're not listing and selling, but you're there to assist them,
navigate,
supervise,
guide,
right, navigate.
Show.
Right.
Help. Lead.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a sign guy and everything.
We got a sign and a drone guy.
Wow.
A drone pilot.
Wow. He's got a federal license, I heard.
I know. Okay. House fishing. DC.
Yes. Hi.
We have DC again with us, our chief editing officer.
The backup guest.
Yes. You have a new title.
Right.
/ co-host.
You are a radio personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. DC Taylor. People can find you if they want to find you in the fishbowl down at the Mohegan Sun, right?
Yes, Mohegan, Pennsylvania. I'm usually there on the river, on the radio station there. In the afternoons, 3-ish to 8 p.m.-ish, Monday through Thursday, 3 to 7 on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
People stop by for your autograph?
I have a couple, last 13 years or so, one or two people stop by.
You can't knock on the window.
Please don't knock on the window.
You can't.
Scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, but I've never seen you in there. Yeah. I usually probably...
It's because he runs when he sees you coming.
But
he goes
always,
to the bathroom.
I always love to stop and look in there. And I would love to see you. But whenever I try to knock, and nobody's been in there when I knock,
right.
But that glass is bulletproof.
They certainly do have enough glass there, but still, if people, when they bang hard enough,
it startles
the heck out
of me. Yeah, sure, it would. But I don't seem to even make a noise.
Uh-uh.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, it's good. Well equipped.
Yeah. Soundproof.
Sure. What's house fishing? What were you talking
about? House fishing.
What is house fishing?
You don't know what house fishing is? DC, you want to take
a fishing pole?
No. DC, you want to take a crack at it?
I'm going to guess this is phishing with a PH and has to do with scams, maybe.
You're on the right track. Pat, you are not. House phishing.
Gee, that's a...
AI, artificial intelligence, enhanced photos, adding grass, landscaping.
Oh, we've talked about this.
We have talked about this.
When it enhances agents and you meet them
in
person.
Well, no, we're talking about, but this is house phishing. We're not talking agent phishing.
Oh, okay, house phishing. Yeah. Okay.
And this is a nightmare, especially for people who purchase sight unseen based on photos online. Right?
Yeah.
Because they're expecting
emphasize,
some.
Emphasize, see it in person.
Right. So one of the local news channels did a story about it and how Monroe County, there's a lot of it going on out there. But, you know, to remove a trash can is one thing, but to add things that don't exist to make it look nicer.
Like a lawn.
Yeah. But we've had agents that do real estate every day, go to showings, show up at a house and say, this is not what was online. I would have never recommended my client to see this home. Mm. Like it's like different color siding and front door. And yeah, that's getting off where we need to be as realtors. It's misrepresentation in my book. But, you know, another thing that photos don't pick up, enhanced or not, are odors.
Oh, I know
right?
about that.
So, right? So, like, you get these people that call in, and we still do. I mean, COVID, we saw it was off the charts. Like, people were just, like, scrambling, you know, to find properties. So that calmed down a bit. Not so much sight unseen anymore, but still happening. Mm. And they want a video tour. A video tour a realtor does can look like from top to bottom, inside out, all around, the neighborhood, up and down. But what it's not going to pick up are any odors that are...
Right, if you're next to the landfill.
Well, not so much. Yeah, that or, you know, mildew. You know, there's a distinct, when you open the front, you know, when you open the front door and it smacks you in the face.
Cigarettes.
Or animals.
Right, animals.
And cigarettes. And so, and, you know, these are the things that aren't accounted for in that video. How right. could it be?
Right.
You know, right. But house fishing is becoming a problem. And I just hope that our realtors stay away from those severe edits. I don't want to see them. You know, removing the snow and putting beautiful grass and January 1st. I mean, there's something wrong.
Sure. Something right? ain't right there.
We've had sellers take pictures of their lovely home at times when things are in bloom, when the pool is open, you know, and they don't get to list it until, say, October, the pool is closed. Yeah, we'll add those pictures, but let's not...
Be deceitful. Let's not deceive people.
Yeah. And I think that that's a problem these days in real estate. Good news, home buyer regret is decreasing. So at one point we talked about it here on the show, about like how many times people... And that was through the COVID years too, where people were getting to something and after they were handed the keys and they start living their dream. It was no longer a dream, but shortly became a nightmare. They had a lot of regret out there.
Right.
63% of homeowners reported buyer's regret in 2021. So today it's at
63%
in 2021. It's now around 56%.
So half of the people who buy a home are having regrets?
Yes.
Wow.
Their concern has shifted from being less about the home itself and more about the ongoing cost associated with the home, not just the monthly mortgage, but the upkeep and long-term maintenance.
Right. Some people should rent. Some people should not buy a home.
68% of those that responded to this survey said that they planned on staying in their home for 5 years. But, you know, there's things you can plan for and there's things that you don't plan for.
Yeah, life has a way of throwing a few curveballs here and there at you, right?
Isn't there a saying about
Life is what happens while you're busy making plans.
There you go. And there's something else I'm thinking about, too. Tell God your plans, and he has a way of...
God has a sense of humor. How to make God laugh. Tell him your plans.
There you go. Yeah, we did that when we were renovating. We said, oh, yeah, this was to justify going $100,000 over budget. Right. We're going out feet first.
Right.
I might go out feet first because she's going to kill me, but that's the story for another day. Oh, and we made this room for my parents to come and visit. They were going to stay there. I'm glad we did because they stayed there once.
Once, yeah. Once.
I feel special. It was for my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It wasn't to come see
was
you.
It was for my birthday weekend.
Celebrating me. No. Yes. Well, yeah, these things do happen. And 57% of homeowners that were surveyed purchased previously owned homes. And more than half were built before 1990. The median U.S. home is about 40 years old. So
that's got to be... That's...
There's gonna
not around here.
Home. Well, this is
right. National. Okay.
Right. These are right. So, you know, when you buy a home like that, 40 or more years, and around here it's 80.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, they're gonna require more maintenance and repairs.
Absolutely.
They may look beautiful and great and turnkey day of closing, but there's always ongoing maintenance.
Yep. Yes, there is.
There's lots of work. Right. And this, by the way, was from Hippo Home Insurance 2026 House Power Report. They reported 57% of homeowners said they did not prioritize home maintenance. They overlooked tasks like the HVAC, the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, servicing. 71% overlooked plumbing checks. 69% gutter cleaning. What can happen if you don't clean your gutters, Pat?
Your gutters get full and they... pull down, you could get an ice dam, you could get lots of problems.
69% did not inspect seals in areas prone to water damage. The most common home problems were, the highest on the list?
Roof?
Plumbing.
Okay.
Two. Oof. Appliance breakdowns.
Oh, appliances, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now three, this could be anything. Critical system failures. Heat.
Yeah.
Electric, right? Sure.
As I get older, I'm having critical system failures.
In the Middle Atlantic region, the most common unexpected unplanned issues were, number one, appliance breakdown, two, plumbing, three, critical system issue, four, window or door issues, five, roof damage. And like, so 76% of those responding said that they had at least one home-related issue that impacted their financial stability.
Yep. Yep. Then when they come big, right? When the boiler's out, whoop, $7,000.
Yeah, buyers should not use all of their cash reserves to buy that house because you have closing costs and down payment,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you're buying your furniture. Sometimes you're buying appliances. So, but keep that little...
You got to keep a nest egg. You're going to need money for emergencies.
Yeah, they come whether you want them or not. So Gen Z felt the most strain on their wallets with 85%. That's a young generation with 85% facing financial instability compared to 67% of baby boomers. So unexpected repairs alone impacted 33% of homeowners surveyed. 18% reported not budgeting at all. Not good.
No, not good.
Top weather-related issues facing Pennsylvania include flooding, storms, wind, and hail.
All right, DC, what's Gen X again?
I think that's born 1965 to 1980.
All right. You're a Gen Xer?
Yeah, yes, you and I are Gen X.
Yes.
Pat over
I'm
there
a boomer.
Okay, boomer.
That's what Patrick calls me. My son goes, okay, boomer. When's so, Gen Z? You know that one?
Gen Z was born, I don't know the exact years. I'm trying to remember. Let's see. Millennials, Gen Y is 1980 to like 95, I guess.
Okay. That's millennials.
Gen Z, I think, is born 1995 to 2010.
Oh, wow. They're 30 years old now. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how old I am. All right. I'm sorry, Jack. Continue.
Well,
please.
Most homeowners in America these days, what do they fear? Rising maintenance and repair costs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And home insurance.
And sewer and water bills.
Well,
also.
Utilities, my God.
The water bill is crazy. It's crazy.
Yes, it is. I just can't believe how much we pay for water. And I think about it all the time, every time I pay that bill. I got to do something.
Yeah, that's a big one.
What do you do?
It's really amazing how much that that water bill has gone up. I mean, just in the 20 years that I've been, you know, in this house that I'm in. It's I don't know.
Yeah, they say there's all these unfunded mandates that the EPA was coming up with, and they have to, for sewage disposal, and mm-hmm. what do they do? Since it's not coming from the government, they pass it along to the consumer.
Yep.
You, and I have to pay for it. But it's wonderful.
Well, I've got an interesting little fact here.
Okay.
Do you know that people from New Jersey and New York come to retire in Pennsylvania?
Really?
I mean, when I think of retirement, I think of warm, sunny.
Yeah, so did I.
Lots of people.
What happened to me?
I don't know. Lots of people go south to Florida. Mm-hmm. Your stomping grounds, D.C. D.C. likes to visit Florida.
Yeah.
So they come here because...
No tax on pensions.
Yeah.
State tax.
Right.
You don't pay state tax.
Right.
In Jersey, you do. I think you do.
Mm-hmm. So and in New York, here. You do.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's one of the reasons why we're so attractive. And so they don't have that long haul, that move across country or whatever. So it's an attractive. But, you know, the cost of living here, even though.
It's cheaper than the city. Much cheaper than the city.
Our taxes are less than Jersey.
Taxes, car insurance. My friend Bobby and Regina, they came here from Brooklyn. Their insurance between the house and the car was $9,000.
Jeez.
And he came up here and it was like half of that. He says, hey, I got a $4,000 raise.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh.
Restaurants are good up here. I mean, you don't have the cultural diversity you have in the city, but we do have some.
You know what we do have? We have parking.
Yeah.
I know where my car is every night. I don't have to walk around the neighborhood saying, where did I leave my car last night?
And New York and New Jersey have better diners.
They do. That's okay.
Yeah.
We could get in a car and go to Jersey. We'll go to the TikTok or something.
Yeah. Okay. They do. Love their diners.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. Growing up in Philly, you know, my dad always talked about wanting to move out to the country. Always want to move out to the country. And so I guess if you're someone who's in Jersey or New York City, the closest country, in quotes, would be, you know, west to Pennsylvania.
I used to live on the beach.
Yeah.
When I was in New York City, I lived in Rockaway. It was sand around the house.
Feel like you're in the city, though.
You don't feel like you're in the city.
You don't. You have to.
You know, it's yourself. Nice. It's nice in the summertime, but the winter, it's
brutal.
It's really fair.
The wind is blowing all the time.
There was a time we went, and I was getting knocked over by
that's
literally.
Where they called it Breezy Point.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've always wanted to be in the up here. I wanted to be up here. See, you're on the beach. You want to be in the
green mountains.
You're in the mountains. You want to be on the beach.
Well, this goes back to what I was saying last week. A lot of times humans want what they can't have.
Sure.
Or don't have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The grass is not always greener on the other side. Yeah. No, it's not. I'd rather be here. I would never, ever. I grew up in Brooklyn. If I never step foot in Brooklyn again, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
I have no desire to move back to Philly.
Uh-oh.
Nah. Nah, don't need it.
Yeah.
No, I don't like Philly at all. I just like
there's
Philly.
Yeah, there's no attraction to Philly for Pat. He doesn't even like to drive through it when we go to the Jersey Shore.
I'm like, hit the gas.
What happened?
Hit the gas.
It was a blur. What happened?
Yeah, it's a blur, except I got stuck in traffic on a Schuylkill.
A Schuylkill every single solitary time.
Yeah.
Last week, we took my mother to a facility outside of Philadelphia, but we had to take the Schuylkill. Mm-hmm. And there was an accident that happened right before we got to the point that we got to. Because we saw the cops whizzing by and we're like, oh, just happened.
Yeah. Then Waze said, let's add 15 minutes to your travel time.
Yeah. That highway is severely obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think it was obsolete the day it went in.
Yeah. That's the big story. Yeah. As soon as they got done building it, they're like, yeah, this thing's outdated.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go to a break in a minute here, but I am going to go over who our special sponsor is this week. K Campus Jewelers. Every day is a buying event at Campus Jewelers. Highest cash offers for your unwanted gold, silver, diamond, and gemstone jewelry. Premium paid for resaleable estate pieces. They also buy watches and costume jewelry. You can reach them by calling 570-288-1966. You can visit them at 476 Bennett Street, Luzerne, Pennsylvania, or you can find them at campusjewelers.com. Pat?
Yes. We have a completely updated three-bedroom, two-bath mobile home at 105 Gardner Lane in Clark Summit for only $75,000. This home has modern features and worry-free ownership. The home has a new furnace with central air conditioning, newer appliances, it's got updated flooring, new windows, it's got a new roof, and it's got granite-topped vanities in the baths. Lot rent is $475 a month, and that includes water, sewer, and snow removal. That's an updated three-bedroom, two-bath home at 105 Gardner Lane in Clark Summit for only $75,000, and that's listed by Kimberly Pizzanti of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 FM, The Talker. We will be right back.
What can a Century 21 agent do for you? They show your home, solve your problems, and pet your dog. They provide the service of a butler and the savvy of a business tycoon. They explain the market, love a good barbecue, and never drink milk from the carton, so invite one over. They do your homework, legwork, and sometimes yard work. Basically, they provide some TLC to YOU. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com.
You're tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With DC Taylor, our chief editing officer.
Hi. Why are we alone this week? Oh, no, we're not alone. We have the CEO with us, but we got stiffed.
That was last week.
Yeah, well, we got stiffed again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah, unbelievable.
They send you an email at whatever, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, 11 o'clock at night. After I confirm, let me send you an email at 11 o'clock at night. So I have plausible deniability. Well, I sent you an email.
Well,
got a big job with big people. Okay. Big things.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a big cancellation.
Oh, who likes to be optional in life?
Yeah, really. How about you just show up?
Yeah.
Life is 90% just showing up.
Sometimes. Right?
Somebody told me that a long time ago.
What is I'm also thinking of the saying of, they had really good intentions, but what do they say about
the highway? The road to hell.
The highway to hell.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so first half of the show, we talked about house fishing, the latest scam out there where people edit photos to make things appear that aren't there. Siding is different color, different types of windows, beautiful landscaping, and then it's a mess when you get there.
Yeah, so, that ain't it.
Yeah, be careful when you're looking at photos online. They could be enhanced. It might. Some things are not as they appear.
This is true.
I think I saw something, I don't know if, Jackie, maybe you posted it or maybe I saw it on X or something. It was a house that where the driveway, there was a utility pole nearby and one of the support wires for the utility pole was anchored right into the sidewalk right in front of the driveway for the house, making the driveway unusable. And the listing didn't have that listing. They
took it out.
They took that out. Yeah. Yeah. Made the driveway unusable because the anchor thing for the pole was right in the middle of their
you
driveway.
You got to wonder. Yeah. I mean, guys and gals that do this, I mean, why? What would make somebody put a utility wire right in a driveway?
Well, it's necessary.
We have a pole that sits aside our driveway. But could you imagine them anchoring it into our driveway?
Well, I don't think that would last long. I think there's gremlins in the world that might make it go away. I've heard things.
I've heard bolt cutters.
No,
but you know, I usually do find that utility workers do whatever they want, whenever they want, and
they all look so happy.
Well, they are. And so, as the owner of the building at 111 West Drinker Street, there were two times when I went out. Three times I went out, and sometimes these things do appear, like you said, in the middle of the night, like that huge pole that's right in front of our building. That like. Mammoth, that wide
yes.
Pole, like I couldn't believe that they put it in, but it's right next to a driveway. At least they didn't, and then it's the neighbor's driveway. At least they didn't block the driveway. Right. And then two other utility poles, one in our back lot and one on the front corner, the right corner, left corner if you're facing the building. And it's like I went out and I said, hi, can I ask what you're doing? I mean, I would think that somebody from the utility company would have at least mailed me a letter, called me.
Yeah, how about inform the property owner?
Some sort of thing. And then I hear all this like loud, what do you call it, jackhammering. And I go out and I'm like, hi, what's going on?
What you doing?
And I was like, you would think I was assaulting them.
Oh, no.
You know, so yeah. I'm in like, how dare I ask? This is my property. Can I ask what you're doing?
Wow.
They don't tell you. They just do what they want to do when they want to do it.
Yeah, they don't want to tell you anything. They just want to.
But I don't remember that post.
Yeah, it must have been a random thing I saw on X.
But that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So do the utility companies, can they put a pole on your property?
Well, they do. I mean, I never told them not to. I wouldn't because it was a brand new pole. There was an older pole there.
No, but I mean, like, say, at my house, can the utility company?
I would think that they could not block an ingress egress. I don't have the legal answer to that.
Mm. We're going to have to get a lawyer.
Yeah. Everything you do anymore, you need a lawyer.
Rick Finucci. Rick, what's the story?
Get on the payroll.
Get on the payroll, Rick.
Right?
Yeah, he's our real estate attorney.
A publication called The Mountaineer has the hottest real estate markets, top cities. 1, San Francisco. 2, San Jose. 3, Minneapolis. 4, Virginia Beach. 5, Milwaukee. 6, Oakland. 7, Chicago. 8, Omaha. 9, Baltimore. 10, Seattle. 11, Boston. 2, Wichita. 13, Los Angeles. 14, Portland. 15, Fresno. That same publication, The Mountaineer, has the top states. Number 1, Connecticut. 2, New Jersey. 3, Rhode Island. 4, New York. 5, Massachusetts. 6, Wisconsin. 7, Illinois. 8, New Hampshire. 9, Nebraska. 10, Pennsylvania. 11, Alaska. 12, Virginia. 13, Michigan. 14, California. 15, Ohio.
Okay.
And the top 10 markets for first-time homebuyers? Mm-hmm. Number 1. Mm-hmm. Here you go, DC.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow. That's my second home.
Yeah.
All right.
2, Birmingham, Alabama. 3, San Antonio, Texas. We loved it there. 4, Atlanta, Georgia. 5, Houston, Texas. 6, St. Louis. 7, Detroit. 8, Raleigh. 9, Baltimore. And 10, Louisville, Kentucky.
Never been to Kentucky. Oh, yes, we were. Oh, no, we were in Tennessee.
Well, if you count Pennsylvania.
That's where we live.
All right. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have an extremely well-kept two-family home at 611-613 Gray Street in Scranton for $199,000. This side-by-side double has 2 two-bedroom apartments, along with a detached garage and plenty of off-street parking. This home sits on a 60-by-100-foot lot with total taxes of $3,000 a year. One side was owner-occupied. It's fully updated along with a ductless air conditioning system. The only thing this home needs is a new owner. That's a double home at 611-613 Gray Street in Scranton for $199,000. And that's listed by Christy Shannon of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We're out of time. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back in the studio next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a wonderful week.